What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, August 31st, 2017, last day in the month here. And boy, oh boy, sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday. And I have a quick little program note. As you're probably aware, we have the website is a seven-day-a-week operation. Claire and I both work on it, and the radio show as well. I hardly ever take any time off, but in this case, Claire and I are really feeling like we need a rest. And so we're going to be taking the Labor Day weekend off, including tomorrow, just walk away from this and just try and recharge our batteries here. Go out and actually remind ourselves that we live in Hawaii. So tomorrow will be a best of, Monday will be a best of, and then we'll be back live on Tuesday. But we're here today right now. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room and ready to answer the phone. Let's get on into it. Now, obviously, Hurricane Harvey continues to be a major, major problem. They're beginning to start inventorying what's actually still working in the wake, and they're looking at the ports all along the Gulf. Corpus Christi is still closed. Victoria is still closed. Freeport is closed. Galveston is closed. Houston and Texas City is closed. Port Arthur is open. Gulfport, Pascagoula, Mobile, Pensacola, New Orleans are open. But there is a qualifier there because the Coast Guard captain of the port in Corpus Christi is saying that the port of Corpus Christi is now in a condition called Modified Zulu, which means ships, boats with less than a 20-foot draft are allowed to go into the harbor now as long as they understand that the navigation aids may have been destroyed or relocated in the storm. So it's extreme caution is very much warranted there. All right, apparently we have a caller on the line already. Ping Pong from China. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. What's going on?
Oh, wow. I'm a Canadian teacher. I've been living in China for 11 years, and I got to tell you, I've been listening to you for the last 6 years. My students and I, we've raised $8,888 for your cause, your network. You are a classroom number one in my teaching here in China. Can you believe it?
That's rather amazing. What part of China are you in?
I'm in northern China, and I was at when I got through here. All this North Korea. Nobody's worried about North Korea up here. Everybody knows easy. Easy peasy, Japanesey, everything's going to be okay. It's always the same old stuff. You know, I had another word for that, but yeah, it's just the same old stuff.
But, okay.
Thank you so much. Anyways, I wanted to mention that although China seems to be demonized a lot, I've been walking the streets of China for 11 years. As a teacher, as a Canadian teacher, and whether it be 2 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning, there's nothing wrong. Nobody's going. If anybody comes up to you, you think a stranger's going to come. Oh, do you know where you're going to go? Where are you going to go? Can I get you a taxi? Something's wrong with the idea back home that everybody thinks that this part of the world is. So dangerous, it's not. It's not at all.
I was going to ask you the question, I mean, how far are you from Shanghai? Because that's where my father's family is from.
Okay, well, I'm way up. I'm up actually in Harbin.
Okay,
China.
All right.
We are, we're on the northern border of Russia. And we're actually east of... North Korea. Chiang Kai-shek is on the border of China and North Korea.
Okay, so I know right where you are.
Yeah, Paektu, that's what the Koreans say. We say it's Taishan, heaven.
Yes.
Heavenly lake. But I'm just starstruck right now that I'm talking to you. I'm just so happy to talk to you.
Yeah. Can I give you a piece of advice?
Thank you very much, Mike.
Don't be starstruck.
Yeah,
I'm just a guy. I got caught up in some strange circumstances in life, and that's how I wound up here.
I know you're just a guy, and I know you don't like to be talked over. I've been listening to you for so many years, Thank you, VPN. Thank you, VPN. And my wife is telling me, shut up, Eric.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm very glad to get a confirmation that we're not being blocked in China, because we are being blocked so many other places, mostly inside the United States right now. But apparently our international reach is really doing quite well. And so, I thank you for the phone call. I thank you for the very, very kind words here. And I'm glad that we're...
And let's say thank you to VPN, because your words are being spread all over the world because of VPN. So God bless for the VPN. And thank you, Mike, for everything you do and everything you say. And wow, you've been keeping me informed all over this world. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. And tell your students I sent them a personal hello.
God bless you. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for the phone call.
Bye-bye. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was an interesting phone call here. And we're going to do a quick little shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're still talking about the aftermath of what happened in Texas. And it is absolutely horrible. And we're starting to see the economic repercussions are starting to manifest themselves. To the best of my knowledge, nobody has actually done a survey yet of the oil drilling platforms in the Gulf, how many are still where they're supposed to be, how many are still floating, how many may have been sunk, how many leaks there may be going on here. And apparently the nation's largest oil refinery had to shut down as the floodwaters took it over. And basically, all of these closures together represent now about 25% of U.S. refining capacity. The numbers keep going up. Tuesday it was 15%, then yesterday it was 20%, now it's 25%. And gas prices are already headed up. I'm getting emails from all over the country. People in Florida are saying, yeah, the gas prices are already going on up. So if you have a large tank on your vehicle, top it up. Top it off today. If you have gas cans, top them off today. If you are a person who is looking to get your heating oil and diesel for the winter, you've got the large tanks. Now's the time to make sure they're filled up, because there's going to be a major shortage and some serious, serious price increases. In fact, I even got an email from somebody who was doing that, was getting his winter's fuel oil. And he called down yesterday, and when he called back today to arrange delivery, and the guy at the oil place said, oh, boy, the prices are just going right through the roof. And I'm still going to give you yesterday's price, because that's when you called, but I'm already losing money on this deal. So, yeah, it's going to be really, really ugly. In fact, a lot of people are already calling this the worst energy crisis the United States has seen in decades. And making things even worse, some of these major pipelines carrying fuel from Texas to the East Coast have been shut down. Apparently, Colonial shut down its main diesel and jet fuel line on Wednesday evening, and it's planning on closing its gasoline line sometime today. And the main line carries 1.4 million barrels of gasoline from the Gulf Coast to the East Coast and the North every single day. Every single day. And the 1.4 million barrels traveling through the line provides 58 million gallons of gasoline to the East Coast every single day. That's not flowing anymore. And they don't have enough tanker trucks to cover the shortfall. They're going to be gas lines at the gas stations. This is an epic, epic, epic disaster. Now, Shell and Exxon are now acknowledging that their Texas refineries have had to release hazardous chemicals into the air as they got flooded. And unfortunately, they're talking about Shell said it, they released 100 pounds of benzene, which is a carcinogen, and 100 pounds of toluene. So, yeah, this is just really ugly. And it also underscores some of the toxic side effects of a petroleum-based economy. Maybe coming out of this, we'll start looking at more diversified energy production. I mean, the people who've got solar cells and windmills, they're set. They're going to be looking really, really good. Of more concern has to do with the Galveston National Laboratory. This is part of the University of Texas Medical Branch, and they run a laboratory on Galveston Island, which has been hit by the storm. And this is a laboratory that contains some very serious pathogens, viruses, insects, microbes, and it is a BSL-4, Biosafety Level 4 laboratory. If you know anything at all about biological warfare, BSL-4, that's the top. That's where they keep things like Ebola and other diseases, high transmission, high secondary communicability, no known cure, no known vaccines. And so they're very concerned about what may have happened to that facility as well. Now, remember that chemical plant that we were talking about, Arkema? So far, it has had two explosions as water gets into these very anhydrous perchlorate compounds. And they're not really powerful explosions, but they're enough to where you say, oh, there's been something happen, followed by an ongoing fire that is releasing toxic smoke into the air. There have been two so far. They are expecting eight more. And here's where the irony comes on in. Apparently, Texas Republicans helped this plant lobby against safety rules that right now, if they were in place, would have prevented the water getting into these chemicals and starting off these fires. So it's another case of cutting the safety corners to please the money junkies. And then when it all falls apart, well, the taxpayers will cover the mess. Apparently, the looting has gotten completely out of control. And we're starting to see signs show up on houses over there. You loot, I shoot, stay away. And apparently, not only is there looting, there are now armed robberies taking place where these armed gangs are going into these homes where they know there are people still there, but they're going in armed, figuring they'll just overwhelm them. And what is it about these disasters? It brings out the best and the worst in people. And there's been apparently a lot of looting of abandoned shopping centers, empty homes. Apparently, the Houston Apple Store was broken into. Somebody just shot out the front door, went on in and helped themselves to a bunch of apples. Houston and Department of Homeland Security officials are warning residents of fake agents who are going around claiming to be from the Department of Homeland Security and telling people that they need to evacuate. There's more water coming, and yes, there is more water coming. But you need, if somebody does that, you have a right to demand to see a badge and an ID and make sure it's really them. Because what these looters are doing is they'll have somebody dress up in a suit and go up and say, "We're from the Department of Homeland Security. You've got to vacate." Everybody panics. They get in their car. They drive off. The looters walk on in and help themselves to everything that's in the home. Somebody wrote in to tell me there was a little story about when Texas was fighting for its independence and General Santa Anna was coming north from Mexico. There were people who ran around to homes in Texas saying Santa Anna is only a mile away, and everybody would panic and leave, and they'd go on in and help themselves to the property. So I guess looting has a long and glorious history among the Texans. There's also, unfortunately, a lot of phonies, phishing scams going on. Apparently, the cyber criminals are already out there with bogus fundraising links where they're going on out and they're emailing you saying, "We represent the Houston, Texas Rescue Fund," or something like that. And then they ask for a donation, during which they steal your credit card details and your personal information, and they're off and running, looting your money as well. Now, I'm going to take a phone call, and then there are a couple of stories that are more on the upside that we need to really give our attention to. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how are you today?
I'm hanging in there.
I want to put a positive on this whole Hurricane Harvey. You know, the left demonizing and calling everybody racist, this and that and everything. People are coming together and helping one another. Blacks helping whites, whites helping blacks, Hispanics helping whites. You know, it has taken the left, or the narrative from the left, that that all whites are neo-Nazis and racist, and it's blown up in their face. I mean, even Nancy Pelosi had to come out, and Joe Scarborough had to come out and say Antifa is a completely dangerous and violent organization. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think this has taken their wind out of their sails. This is a blessing in disguise is what this really is.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. I think we could have lived without it, but you're absolutely right about how it will pull a community together because I visited New York City before 9/11 actually happened, and it lived down to every stereotype you've ever seen in movies and TVs about New Yorkers and how rude they are and brusque they are and everybody's out for themselves. And then later on, Claire and I were invited to go to New York for the 10th anniversary symposium on 9/11. And when we got there, the New Yorkers were very different. And I was talking to one of our taxi drivers, and I said, New York, it's much nicer here now. And he says, yeah, 9/11 did this. It pulled us all together. And so you're absolutely right. I would expect in the aftermath of this, we're probably going to see a much mellower Houston, like we're seeing a much mellower New Orleans. Not that New Orleans was ever not mellow, because I used to pull in there on the riverboat every once in a while. But yeah, if only we could have these insights without the high cost of property and lives involved as well.
I totally agree. I just wanted to put a positive on this. I mean, yes, tragic. Oh, my God, yes, tragic. But
yep.
It shows that we Americans actually come together, you know?
Absolutely, and we're seeing stories. I mean, I'm looking at Fox right now, and apparently this Houston family has taken 16 people into their home. So it really is all... it is all starting to happen. Anyway, Kevin, we're going to let you go. We're going to take a call from James in Georgia. James, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just had two comments. I wanted to say that on MSNBC, they will not show any rescues, which is kind of strange. And then I was watching Joe Scarborough this morning, and instead of talking about, you know, making donations, he just kept going back and forth about Kushner having trouble refinancing some of his properties. So it just seems like they don't want to bring anything good about what's going on.
Well, you know, they're back to pushing their agenda and attacking Donald Trump and everything. But the reality is that, seeing all these people in Houston coming together of all races and backgrounds, and they're all cooperating together to help each other, it really does explode that whole liberal racial divide agenda.
And Joe Scarborough looked kind of like he's confused or something, Mike. I don't know if he's had a couple of drinks or on some kind of medication, but he just seems kind of disoriented lately. I don't know. I'm having a hard time following him.
Well, I can't say because I haven't actually been watching him myself here. But, you know, we'll have to take a look at that. Anyway, anything else, James?
No, sir. Hope you have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to very quickly try and jam in Steve in California. Steve, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, my wife has a bad habit of turning on the morning news, and actually she watches the Today Show for a little bit. And if I take a gaze at it, I always laugh because the news is so poor and it's just hyped up nothing usually. But they did show some pictures in Houston, and what they did not say is how effective the Cajun Navy was in helping the citizens there in that dilemma. And they definitely didn't. They never mentioned the civilian forces that they have down there right now that are working very well together in helping these people. And
okay,
which would then expose why the government...
Steve, we got to take a break. Do not hang up. I'm going to come back to you after the commercial break. We'll be right back after these few words. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Steve in California, and we're talking about some of the upside of what's going on, about how these disasters can actually pull communities together and significantly change literally the complexion of that culture for years to come. And it's a shame that we need these kind of disasters to do that. But I'm in agreement. I think that we're going to start seeing coverage of the positive side of the response to Hurricane Harvey, because it absolutely demolishes the liberal narrative that there's a race war in this country. And I remember the other day when there was that photo of a white Texan in an airboat helping black people into the airboat, getting them out of the water. And this liberal snowflake goes off about, oh, my God, there's a Confederate flag on the steering vanes of that whole thing. And just like, where's your sense of proportion here, people? You know, we're seeing these pictures of white guys helping, you know, black children out of the floodwaters. I'm just waiting for the corporate media to say, white people are stealing black children. They're stealing, you know, just to try and keep the race baiting going. But it's falling apart. It really is.
No, I agree. I totally agree. You know, it shows us that when people work together, and we can work together, we don't need bigger government. We need less government, because they're very ineffective in what they do. Everything they kind of touch. I remember what my father used to say, and I'm going to put it in politically correct terms, anything the government puts their hands on, as you would say, turns to bovine excrement. They don't do anything well. But this is a classic example of the Cajun Navy getting together. These people are well organized with their boats and are out there doing a fabulous job saving lives, helping people. And the United States government is standing there with their arms crossed, trying to figure out where to start. They're so behind.
And the Cajun Navy, they're risking their life because they're being shot at by the looters, you know, to try and get them to stay away so that they can go on looting the houses and everything. And the Cajun Navy isn't really interested in dealing with the looters. They're just trying to get the survivors out.
Right. That's it, Michael. Hey, thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And before we go back to the phones, I do want to get some of these other stories out because these are on the positive side. This shows you how people can really do the right thing in these circumstances. So anyway, there is a bakery in Houston, Texas, El Bolillo Bakery, and they were working the night shift Friday, and they realized they could not leave the shop. They were surrounded by water, but they still had power. And they still had all their supplies. So what did they do? They started baking loaves of bread to give to the flood victims. And they had four bakers there. They used up a ton of flour and just made as many loaves of bread as they could to just give to the survivors. That, I think, is very, very positive. Anheuser-Busch, basically at their facility at Cartersville, Georgia, they switched it over. It's not making beer right now. They're using the same machinery to put clean, safe drinking water into cans. And they've got 15,000 gallons of drinking water now in cans on its way to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Arlington, Texas. That's doing the right thing. Donald Trump is going to donate $1 million to the Texas recovery, and we're talking out of his own wallet. Not the government aid, not the taxpayer money. Trump went into his own wallet, $1 million worth, heading on down to the Texas recovery. So that's a good thing. Now, Hurricane Harvey has dumped an estimated 15 trillion gallons of water on Texas. It's looking to be the most expensive natural disaster in U.S. history. It's time to start cutting costs somewhere else in the budget, such as, the wars. I mean, $16 trillion, if you think about it, that's a lot of money. But the Pentagon, remember, they lost $7 trillion. If we could just find where that went, we're well on our way to recovering from Hurricane Harvey. So come on, Pentagon, tell us, what did you do with that $7 trillion, huh? Got to be out there somewhere, and I know you were trying to find it, and that airplane that hit the Pentagon flew around the Pentagon to plow into the offices of the accountants trying to find where that money went, but you know where it is. I'm sure that you do. It's time to cough it up for the good of the nation. We'll be back with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutri-Medical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York
City. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back to the phones, I want to get some more of this news out here. East Texas residents are being warned to get out now. River levels could rise to 82 feet. The Army may be forced to open the reservoir floodgates on those two reservoirs to the east of Houston that were built to deal with, actually built in the aftermath of an earlier flood, but obviously weren't built high enough and tall enough. And there is concern that one of them may actually collapse. These are earthen dams, just like the Oroville Dam. If they overtop, they will erode away. Another story, this one coming out of government slaves. Apparently, they're saying that Hurricane Harvey is going to render some parts of Texas uninhabitable for an extended period of time. Saw the same thing with Katrina, where the damage is just so great, you're literally going to have to rebuild from the outside in. The floodwaters may go, but the soil is going to be so sodden and saturated with water, it's going to take a long time before it'll dry out and support any significant weight. And apparently the hospital system down there in Texas is already strained. They've got all these uninsured patients are coming on in, Shelters are struggling to treat the wounded. Now, little thing you got to keep in mind, because you have all these phony Department of Homeland Security agents and everything running on down. The Customs and Immigration and Enforcement people are saying there are no immigration operations going on in the disaster zone. If you are an undocumented immigrant, you are free to avail yourselves of emergency services. Nobody's going to be checking. Nobody's going to be looking. I'm actually in agreement on this one. This is the time to be a humanitarian. But apparently there are some people going around pretending to be ICE to spook people out of their shelter again for more looting. All righty, let's see. Bob in Michigan. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind? Bob, are you there?
Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon.
The science is what we're talking about. They keep saying on the NPR stations locally here that this hasn't happened in 500 to 1,000 years. Well, the problem is the coal-fired power plant or the piston engine weren't even invented 500 or 1,000 years ago.
You're talking about how Michael Mann came on out and said that Hurricane Harvey was caused by human-caused global warming. And again, it's a load of nonsense. There have been major hurricanes before, and the indications are it's always been a feature of planet Earth. And of course, the carbon Nazis like to claim that as the Earth gets warmer, the storms get worse, but that's not how they work. What causes a storm is a temperature differential, and you can get a major storm by upper atmosphere cooling as well as by surface warming. And again, look at those outer gas giant planets, temperatures hundreds of degrees below zero and storms the size of the entire planet Earth.
Yeah, it's unbelievable because in the years, I believe it was between like 900 and 1300, the west side of Greenland was forested, and now they're covered with ice.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, when it was actually starting to get warmer back in the 1990s, they started to find the remains of Viking settlements as the ice retreated. But now the ice is gaining again, and we're heading back into a new mini ice age, it looks like. Anyway, Bob,
yeah,
thank you.
Correct. The whole northern tier of the United States, we've had a very cold summer, much below average. This is right here in the U.S. of A., but nobody even talks about it.
No, because the agenda for the corporate media is to sell that the Earth is getting warmer, it's all the fault of humans, and we have to pay carbon taxes and buy carbon credits to atone. Basically, all of the corporate media, including Bill Nye, the not-really-science guy, have invested their reputations in promoting Al Gore's warming world, and now they're trying to figure out how can they get out of it with their reputations intact. They're not going to stand there and say, oops, looks like we were wrong. And yet everybody knows that they were. I mean, Al Gore's latest movie is a financial flop. It's an absolute disaster.
Ain't it a treat? Thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Yeah, don't forget what Rahm Emanuel says. Never let a good crisis go to waste. So all the liberals in New York and California and Washington, D.C., they don't give a crap what happens to the people in Texas.
No, the
not
first
even
thing
their
they think
own
of is
liberals.
How can they use this to further their agenda? That's how they think.
Yeah, so, I mean, don't forget, they'll find any way to demonize Trump, just like Salon.com before the storm happened, where they came out and says, you know, he messed up the effort to help them even before the storm. Because these people are worshipers of the state, just like global warming. They believe in an ideology. Doesn't make them, you know, right or wrong. They're just their worshipers, you know, just like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. So I know we discussed it. There's no, like, talking to these people. To this point, there's just no compromising with these people because they just won't listen to you. You know, I don't know how else we can explain this.
They're fanatics.
Very dangerous, Mike.
Yeah. And, you know, if you go to my article on ClimateGate, down at the bottom there's a whole bunch of these quotes, you know, where the lights of the global warming environmental movement are out there saying, yes, we know this isn't real, okay, but we have an agenda to force people to accept a new way of living on planet Earth, and we have to scare them into going along with what we want. They're openly admitting that they're lying, including there's even a quote from Al Gore saying, yeah, we have to exaggerate this. It's for the greater good.
Hey, Mike, with Antifa, I know they're not like a large group. They're violent, though, but I want people to remember this. The brown shirts had, at the peak, 600,000 thugs. That's an army.
Yes.
You know, that is an army of destruction. So if you don't think Antifa or Black Lives Matter or Black Bloc is, like, you know, is scary, if they keep letting it go on, they will be scary because they're violent. You can just see the videos. They're violent, and they'll get worse if they're not stopped now.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Roxanne in Texas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Thanks. Sorry. Okay. I just wanted to give you some positive notes, what's going on down here in Houston. So the other day, the Houston Livestock Rodeo, they called out 17,000 volunteers. They actually have too many right now. The Houston police needed underwear and socks. They got a truckload. The Master Smack, he's going over to with his furniture trucks of water to Beaumont because they lost their water, I think it was yesterday night.
Yes.
Last night, I should say. And then all the first responders around town, anywhere, food is free and drink.
Yes.
And then Oklahoma sending power companies, HEB, food trucks up and down the coast for free food. J.J. Watt, he's our football player, and he started a fundraising, and his goal at the time was $200,000. As of today, they have $10 million. So just want to tell you how wonderful this town is and generous. Well, but it's 53 counties that were affected. It isn't just Houston. It's 53 counties.
No, it's a major swath of the state. And, of course, Texans, going on back to, you know, the pioneer days, have a very strong sense of community and having to take care of each other. They understand they can't just sit and wait for FEMA or the Red Cross to show up. For one thing, in a disaster of this scale, FEMA and the Red Cross are simply, they don't have the capacity to deal with all of this. And so everybody's recognizing everybody has to get involved to get to get through this thing.
Yes, and the governor basically pushed FEMA back. Let the townspeople, the local boards or the mayors or whatnot, go ahead and do what they got to do. And then actually FEMA just stepped into the picture today. Because when FEMA gets in something, that's what happened in Katrina and all of these disasters.
That's what happened out in Southern California during the Northridge quake. They threw a lot of money into the local police and everything, but very little of it actually got down to the people who'd been hurt in the quake.
Yep. Okay, well, you have a great day, and I'll enjoy the show. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, once again, Hurricane Harvey is a lesson in the importance of prepping. It's the best insurance you can have to stay alive and stay safe. The non-preppers right now are hurting badly. Food, water, power, emergency services are failing. The stores are already empty. And it is an object lesson. You cannot rely on the government to take care of you when things go wrong. That's not what they're about. They're about taking money from you and giving it to their friends. And when things really get bad, you're on your own. Now, Best Buy Corporate has now apologized following that story coming on out about how their stores down there in the Houston area were charging $43 for a case of bottled water near Houston. Now, I don't know if they have mandated the price go back down or if they're just sorry that they got caught. Best Buy doesn't have the best reputation in the world. But at least they're acknowledging that the public sees this as being a bit of an issue. And as if they have not already been through enough, Tropical Storm Irma officially became a hurricane today, and it's heading across the Atlantic Ocean. They're predicting a Category 5 storm. Now, right now, the long-term track projection is more into the Caribbean, but, of course, those long-term track projections can be very, very inaccurate. We've certainly seen that out here in the Pacific, where the five-day forecast, it's almost meaningless. But they're going to have to keep an eye on that one. We have another hurricane forming up over in the eastern Pacific, which we're going to be keeping an eye on out here as well, because we're in the middle of our hurricane season. Most of you on the mainland, you got four seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. And here in Hawaii, we only have two seasons, tourist season and hurricane season. And not this is going to make anybody feel any better about it, but just in case Houston is feeling particularly put on right now, over in India, Nepal, and Bangladesh, monsoons have killed 1,200 people and displaced millions. And I just realized we've got a very good friend who's over in Nepal right now. And I just hope she's okay. I'm going to have to send her a message and see that she's all right, because that's really ugly. Now, getting on back to the domestic news, whether the united response of the people in Houston have anything to do with it or not, it is clear that the wheels have come off the Antifa wagon. They have behaved so abominably and atrociously, nobody can support them anymore. Nobody wants to identify with them anymore. Nobody wants to be associated with them in any way. And Paul Ryan finally came on out and said, yeah, they're basically a violent left-wing faction, and they're not really doing so good. Even Berkeley, which had been saying it's okay for them to be here, they're changing their tune, and they're saying, look, you guys can't do this anymore. We don't want you here anymore. So it's all coming apart. Now, never one to give up without a fight, the Southern Poverty Law Center is a warning of turmoil and bloodshed. And why is that likely to happen? Well, it seems like the Southern Poverty Law Center itself has put out a new map identifying every Confederate monument in the United States, along with every city that's named for somebody in the Confederacy, every school named for somebody in the Confederacy, every street that's named for somebody in the Confederacy. And they're just going to be continuing on this thing about, we've got to change this, we've got to tear this down, we've got to make this go away. Actually, I think the Southern Poverty Law Center ought to be going away. I mean, they keep getting hit with all of these scandals. In fact, somebody just, here's a good one. The Southern Poverty Law Center reportedly spent only $61,000 pursuing their stated goal of providing legal services in 2015, despite having over $320 million in assets. So it's another one of these phony little charities. They take in huge amounts of money, they spend very little on their stated purpose, and they're all off to the bank laughing like crazy here. Now, as you know, not too long ago, there was an incident where police discovered a gentleman getting ready to blow up a statue near Herman Park in Houston. And the police arrested the guy, Andrew Schneck, and he was caught with these boxes with what appeared to be duct tape, wires, battery, a timer, and some kind of an explosive liquid. And the story kind of faded away very rapidly, and a lot of people were scratching their head. Well, apparently, according to this story from Blacklisted News, this Andrew Schneck apparently was being monitored by the FBI for several years. They knew he was getting into explosives. They knew he was learning how to make bombs. And it looks like maybe he was one of their assets, or about to become one of their assets. Now, Chernovich is out there saying that there is, in effect, a White House coup underway, and Trump is now totally controlled and corralled inside the White House right now. And Chernovich and his sources generally tend to have a pretty good beat on what's going on. So, yeah, it's a palace coup. It's a palace coup. Donald Trump doesn't want to go down this way. He is basically being given no choice, whether he's being threatened, his life threatened, his family's threatened. But it looks like the United States is being ruled by a military junta, because the generals are certainly calling all the shots, at least as far as our foreign policy is concerned. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break here. We've got a caller waiting on the line as soon as we're back from these words from our sponsors.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we take some phone calls, just got an email. Apparently, Goal Zero, a solar company based in Utah, has sent truckloads of lights, solar panels, battery packs, and accessories down to Texas and in the process of giving them out. They've done this for most major events like this in the USA. When the East Coast got hit a while back, same thing. They gave out millions of dollars in hardware so people could see at night and keep their phones charged to keep in contact. So, see, people can do the right thing. And it only underscores what absolute total bastard jerk-offs these looters and scammers and con artists really are. You should be so ashamed of yourselves. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Two quick points on relief charities and the palace coup. When it comes to relief charities, since we don't want to have a repeat of the Clinton Foundation debacle with Haiti, it pays to maybe do a little bit of research, a little bit of checking on maybe more regionalized or personalized charities that have some skin in the game. For example, the agency, the corporation I work for, has reported that they have 20 offices affected by Hurricane Harvey, which includes both patient families and employees, and they're going to be starting a fund to which we can donate. So I'll be contributing to that. And things like my parents, like Lutheran Church in San Antonio, like it or not, whether or not, I know you're an atheist, like whether or not, one agrees ideologically with an organization in a humanitarian sense, it's efficient. So, very often, like churches and everything are, have a little more skin in the game in terms of chain of custody and logistics and distribution for the actual resources themselves. And, for example, my local network television affiliates here in Philadelphia, along with a major convenience store chain, are sponsoring a charity. And I would like to think that perhaps an organization that size, which has the media resources to cover what becomes of this money, may maintain a little better chain of custody and handling the logistics and distribution of the stuff.
Well, it looks to me like the entire community really is starting to pull together, and that's actually a good thing because there are so many people involved in fundraising and acquiring materials to assist these people. It makes it more difficult for some single entity to come on in and try and scoop up all the available money the way the Red Cross and the Clinton Foundation did in Haiti. This is very much a different thing. And that's not saying that the scammers aren't going on. Very obviously they are.
Yeah.
But because of the massive parallelism of the fundraising donation effort, I think much more of the money is going to get through to the people who really need it.
Oh, hopefully so. And then hopefully we don't have looters showing up at the charity points and hauling the stuff away and then price gouging or scalping it. You know, that's also morally reprehensible, of course. But and as to the palace coup, this whole thing seems to be disclosing the fact that there simply aren't enough good people in the various ranks and office institutionalized offices of the government. Not enough good.
I agree. We're going to have to let you go, Glenn. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.